In a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available at Walmart and Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And thank you for spending part of your day listening to us. It's our job to help you with projects you're working on, maybe today, tomorrow, the weekend coming up. If you've got a project you'd like to get done, if you need help solving a problem, tackling a DIY or decor dilemma, those are all things we'd love to talk about. You can help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us at 888 Money Pit or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you've ever thought about adding hardwood floors to your home, you might be surprised to know that some hardwoods are, well, just not as hard as others. We're going to have tips on how to choose the toughest hardwoods so you get the maximum durability in today's smart spending tip.
And also ahead, tiles are beautiful and decorative elements for floors and walls, but finding replacements when one or two of those tiles crack can seem near impossible. So we're going to share some tips for repairing or replacing those hard-to-find tiles.
And hey, guys, did you know that over 350,000 house fires happen every year, and a big chunk of those are caused by faulty fireplaces and wood-burning stoves? Well, we think it's a good time to talk about what you need to know to keep things safe around your house.
Hey, guys, what projects are you working on? You've had a month of this new year. Have you started like 10 projects already, or maybe one or half started two? Whatever it is, give us a call. We're going to talk you through it. We're going to help you with all of those home improvement projects that you got going or want to get going. So give us a call, and we'll help you get it done right.
And you know what? If you do give us a call today, we can also give you some tools to get that job done, because we're announcing a brand new relationship with our new partner, Hart Tools. Hart Tools are available exclusively at Walmart, and they've given us a 20-volt cordless four-tool combo kit to give away to one listener drawn at random. That kit is worth $178, going out to one caller. Make that you. Call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com.
Susan in Georgia's on the line with a cleaning question. How can we help you today?
Hi. My husband and I have purchased a 1920 Craftsman house.
Okay.
That's a beautiful home.
Oh, it is stunning. It will be. It's been neglected. And all the interior walls that we've exposed so far have antique heartwood pine.
Okay.
And so my question is, not only cleaning, it's kind of threefold. First, I need to clean it. It hasn't been cleaned in years. And what is the best way to do that? As well as, after I clean it, I was thinking, what is the best way to restore it? The wood is dry and maintain it.
So when you say restore it, I mean, do you want to refinish these pine walls?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
They are, I mean, they're, it's antique heartwood pine. They can be really, really pretty.
Yeah.
But because the house has, you know, some, it had old coal fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
So they are
just really
grungy.
Well, I would say clean it first, then we know how much more work you have to do. Right, Leslie?
Yeah.
What do you clean it with?
Well, because it's wood, you can't use a lot of moisture, but I would try something like Murphy's oil soap.
And that's okay to do on unfinished wood?
Yeah. I mean, doesn't it probably has some sort of base finish on it, does it not?
No, it does not.
There's no finish on it at all.
No, we actually, when we purchased the house, they had put up wallpaper on it.
A new idea. If it's completely unfinished, then you're going to have to sand it. So I would start with one section, and I would lightly sand it and see where it goes. I would use a medium grit, like a 100, 150 grit, and take it from there. Now, I would, you know, sand it very carefully by hand to start with, just kind of see what I'm working with. If it looks like it's going to work out for you, then I would definitely rent or even buy, they're not that expensive, a vibrating sander.
I actually tried sanding it in one area that's going to be a water heater closet, and it didn't work so well. There was so much, I guess, tannic acid or in it. It wasn't working very well.
If you want to try cleaning it with something else that's a little more heavy duty, you could try TSP. And since you've got this water heater closet, this could be your experimental room.
Right.
But you could use trisodium phosphate, which is something that you can buy in a home center. It's usually near the wallpaper
in the paint
section. And you mix it up with water, and it's pretty good at pulling stuff out of, pulling stains out of things. But I've never used it on raw wood. I don't see it, why you couldn't give it a try, though.
Yeah, it hasn't. It actually, you know, I didn't know if mineral spirits or...
No. That's going to do nothing but set it. I would try the TSP, but if that doesn't work, you're just going to have to sand this.
And okay, that's
fine. You're going to sand enough to eventually cut through it. I mean, it's not black all the way through, so eventually you're going to cut through to fresh wood.
Right.
And then once you sand it, what you're probably going to do is stain it, and that will even out the color. So I would use a Minwax stain, oil-based Minwax stain, and I would stain it to even out the color, and then I would finish it with a clear finish.
Perfect. You have answered my question, and I'm so glad I talked to you. I didn't realize the mineral spirits would set it, so thank you guys so very much.
Now we've got Jim in North Dakota on the line who is looking to insulate the outside of his home. Tell us what's going on.
I'm up there in the cold country. And I'm looking to, this past summer I put siding on my house and new windows and doors and did all that stuff myself. And then I decided I better, you know, do my basement foundation, especially the portion that's exposed. And what I'm thinking of doing is Menard Selvo, I don't know if I'm supposed to say brand names, but Selvo 3-foot by 5-foot sheets of styrofoam with, you know, rocks already glued or however they do that on one side. And that's what I was going to use. But I don't know how to attach that to the wall. And then I had a neighbor come over and told me that even if I do use that, because I've got about 2 foot of foundation exposed, so I'd only be going, you know, 1.5 feet or so under the ground with the rest of that. But a neighbor tried to tell me that if I don't go all the way to the bottom of my foundation with foam, that I'll create a hot coal where I stop, and he says I'll break my walls doing that. And I'm like, really?
Well, Jim, first of all, are these foundation walls exposed on the basement side?
Yeah, there's, I've got, 1, 2, 3 windows in there, and that's another thing. I don't know how to trim around them with that foam stuff.
Well, here's what I would do. I would recommend that you insulate the inside of the foundation walls, not the outside of the foundation walls. Typically, when you build a house, you know, and you excavate around the house, you do put a foam insulation around the outside walls. But, you know, short of you digging down the footings, I don't think it's worth doing at this point. I would insulate the interior of the walls. There's a wide variety of different types of insulation products. Yes, you can get the kind that attached to the wall. There's also a fiberglass bat that's sort of covered with a kind of like a foil vapor barrier that's specifically made for foundation walls. And any of those are good options to insulate the interior of the walls. But just as important, if not more important, make sure you have plenty of insulation up in the box beam space, which is the beginning of the floor structure. A lot of folks will insulate walls and leave that uninsulated, and that's actually more at risk for drafts. So make sure that the box beam area, the sill plate, all that area is sealed and insulated, and insulate, add the additional insulation to the inside of the foundation walls, not the outside. A lot easier to attach that way. If it's the foam, you could attach it with a construction adhesive. If it's the bats, there's different types of a clip system that comes typically with those. You'd buy it at the same place you got the insulation where it would be clipped into the wall. But I do think it's a good idea for you to insulate those walls.
Okay. He told me they do that because that's why he's trying to tell me that's why they insulate the outside of their walls up.
Now, your foundation would only crack if your soil got really wet and it expanded and it cracked the walls. If you have good drainage, then your soil should not crack based on having insulation on one side and not the other. That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. Perhaps you've started something and you're a little lost. Whatever it is, we're not judging. We're going to give you a hand. And maybe you're thinking about starting something. So give us a call. We're here 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And just ahead, if you're thinking about adding wood flooring to your home, choosing the right look is only part of the project. We're going to have tips on how to pick the most durable type of wood flooring in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can earn 3% cash back on online shopping. That tip's coming up next. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
We'll be right back. is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, if you enjoy the Money Pit radio show, we think you'll also enjoy the Money Pit podcast. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit podcast Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. And we're so pleased to be able to contribute to all the projects you're tackling around your house. You'll get two episodes every week. So download it today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Today, we're so happy to welcome a new sponsor to the Money Pit. We're welcoming Hart Tools. Woohoo! And to make their kickoff to the Money Pit official, we've got a great prize up for grabs to one Money Pit listener this hour. It's the Hart 20-volt cordless four-tool combo. Now, that's going to include the Hart drill driver, an impact driver, a reciprocating saw, an LED light, two 20-volt, 1.5-amp-hour batteries, a fast charger, and a 16-inch tool bag. Now, what's awesome about this 20-volt battery system is that it allows you to interchange the battery on all of the 20-volt Hart products. And that's going to include all of Hart's 20-volt tools, outdoor, automotive, even their lifestyle products. And these tools are very well made, guys. They're versatile, and the kit offers everything that you need to tackle your next DIY project.
They're available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com. That Hart 20-volt cordless four-tool combo is worth $178 and going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com.
Now we've got Sue on the line who needs some help removing wallpaper. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I live in an older house that has every single wall in the house is wallpapered.
Okay.
And I'm really sick of wallpaper.
Yeah. Probably a lot of years of wallpaper, too, huh, Sue?
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, as a decorator, wallpaper is coming back in a big way, and big, bold patterns sometimes work really well in interesting spaces, but they might not always be what everybody wants. Now, Sue, tell me, is it paper or is it vinyl?
I think it might be a vinyl.
Okay. Now, with vinyl, you're going to need to score that wall covering first, only because the vinyl is going to, you know, stop any of your efforts from actually getting to where the paste is. Now, I've done this before, and it depends on how you've actually put up the paper and how long it's been there and what it is adhered to. You know, was the drywall behind it prepared first? That's all going to depend on your success rate in removing the wallpaper. But believe it or not, and it's definitely worth trying. It doesn't always work, but it has been successful many times for me. You can actually remove wallpaper with fabric softener.
Really?
I know it sounds crazy, but
works
you can
great.
Mix about a third of a cup fabric softener with two-thirds of a cup hot water, or you can even do it with, laundry starch, equal amounts of laundry starch and hot water. And the laundry starch, the benefit I find with that is that it ends up being like a thicker consistency, so it holds the moisture on the wallpaper where you want it, whereas the fabric softener and water is a little bit wetter. But if you're using the fabric softener, you want to put it in a spray bottle, spritz that wallpaper, get it super wet, let it sit there for 10 to 15 minutes. That wallpaper, you're going to feel it start to loosen, and then you're going to peel it away, start at the bottom, work your way to the top. You may need a scraper to sort of get underneath it and, you know, give it a lot of elbow grease. But with the laundry starch and hot water, you can put that on with a paint roller or a sponge, super wet the walls again, let it stand until you can peel away. And I would start there before I start, you know, renting steamers and, you know, getting crazy chemicals. Just start and see your success rate.
Okay. That sounds easier than I thought it would be.
Well, that's what we're here for. Thanks so much, Sue, for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. And good luck with that wallpaper
project.
Well,
thank you. I'm going to be starting it probably in the next couple of weeks.
Good. And then we'll talk to you next year when you're finished, okay?
No, I'm not going to consider that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, if you're thinking about adding hardwood floors to your home, you might be surprised to know that all hardwoods are not the same. In fact, some can be more than twice as hard as others, and that also means that they're also more durable. We're going to sort out the differences in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card.
So first, the hardness of wood flooring is determined by a scale called the Janka rating. That's J-A-N-K-A. And it's important to note because the higher the Janka rating is, the harder the floor will be, which also means it's less likely to wear and dent.
So, for example, red oak is probably the most common hardwood floor in most homes, and that has a Janka rating of 1290, which is pretty much the industry benchmark for comparing the relative hardness of different wood species. Now, with older homes, softer woods like southern yellow pine are common, but that has a Janka rating of 870, which is about a third less.
Yeah, and in my house, I've got fir floors because it's a really old house. I'm pretty sure that they're even softer than the Janka floors because the dogs seem to have a really good time scratching them up. Now, for the highest Janka ratings in flooring, you got to look at woods like that are exotic solid hardwoods. They're the ones sort of at the top of the scale. So Brazilian walnut, pecan, chestnut have Janka hardness ratings over 3,000, which makes them, if you think about it, pretty much twice as hard as red oak. Those are going to be the most durable choices if durability is what you're seeking in your hardwood floor choice.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. We're all shopping for essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
Bill in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm trying to claim some pressure-treated deck. This is on the second floor of my house, and also on the ground is stone. What we have here in Tennessee, crab orchard stone. It's a soft stone, and it's turned black. The stone has turned black over time. It's about 15 years old, and the pressure-treated wood has turned black also. And I wanted to see what the best thing to clean both of them. I've tried cleaner on the end of a garden hose, and and I followed the instructions, but it didn't do much at all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like a combination of, you know, the wood aging and also mold or algae. Now, you know, a pressure washer set to an aggressive but gentle setting, if that makes any sense, will probably do the best to kind of attack this growth on it. If you could use some bleach and water or wet and forget, a product like that that will, you know, do a good job of, I'm not going to say attacking, but you know what I mean, like really aggressively going at this growth, that will probably do a good job of, you know, getting to the base of it and removing it from it. If you can get more sunlight on the area to sort of beat this shady mold growth that's happening, that will help tremendously. You know, there's some things that you can do there.
Okay, that's good. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, tiles. They can be super durable, but if you've got one or two that crack or break, finding an exact replacement can be super tough, unless, of course, you listen to the Money Pit. We're going to share some tricks of the trade to replace hard-to-find tile after this.
Becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, everybody. If you had to pick one project to put to the top of your to-do list, what would it be? Give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT, and we're going to talk about how you can get that job done.
888-666-3974.
Now we've got Brenda in Illinois who's got an HVAC question. What's going on?
I have an excessive amount of dust and lint that comes out of my vents when the furnace is running. It's the heat pump that we have. The heat pump is 2 years old. So I'd like to know, is there anything that you would suggest that we might need to look into?
Yeah, I think the reason that this is happening is because you don't have an adequate filtration system on your heating and cooling system. What kinds of filters do you have on this, Brenda? Do you know?
The name of it is Air Bear Supreme Media. We change these about every 4 to 6 months.
What's happening here is the dust and the dirt that's circulating in your house is forming in your house. And what happens is it's not getting collected by the filter. The filters could be improperly installed. There could be gaps where the air is getting around them. What you really should think about doing is installing an electronic air cleaner. This is an appliance that fits into the return duct side of the HVAC system. It's an appliance. It's not just a fiber filter or a mesh filter. It's an actual appliance. And it is very effective at taking out, you know, 99% plus of the airborne contaminants. I mean, these things are so good today, they can come out, they can take out virus-sized particles. You could take a look at two brands that we can recommend. One is April Air.
Okay.
That's April, A-I-R-E, and the other one is Train. It's called the Train Clean Effects. Those are two highly rated, very efficient electronic air cleaners that I think will make a world of difference for you in cutting down on the dust that you're seeing. I just don't think your filtration system is working properly. Brenda, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, ceramic and clay tiles are really beautiful, and they're decorative and lovely, but even just one cracked tile can really be an eyesore and throw off the look that you put so much thought into. So we've got a few ways that you can find and replace those broken tiles. Now, if you've got an extra tile, great, our work here is done. All you need to do is remove that old tile, glue the new one in place, touch up the grout, but I mean, a lot of times this is just not the case. So if you don't happen to have some extra tiles, and please make a note, like next time you're buying tiles, get a bunch of extra ones just in case. But in the event you don't have one, think about it. You can transplant a tile from maybe a less visible spot. If you've got it in the kitchen, is there one under the appliance you can take away? Something like that, where you're taking one away from a spot that nobody's ever going to notice. You can also bring those broken tile pieces to a very well-stocked tile store, and you might be able to find one that's a pretty close substitute. And, you know, you can also have a tile made to order. Now, custom tile makers can recreate that tile using shards of the broken tile. They can match the color exactly. It is not cheap, though, guys, but it could be a good solution, especially if you've got several broken tiles, it's all in a prominent spot, you know, things like that. But it's a challenge to find a match, but there are ways.
Now, there's another way around this that doesn't involve replacing the exact same tile. What you could do is try to find a tile and use it as an accent color, like a different color, a different texture. Now, in that case, you might want to randomly replace a handful of tiles, you know, around the floor or the wall, wherever it is, kind of blend in with the rest of the field. So you could do this and, you know, really create a whole new tile look without having to worry about the expense or the difficulty of finding one, just one-off tile that is just impossible to get.
Tony in Iowa is having a hot and cold water situation. What's going on?
Well, I've got an electric water heater, and the main feed that comes in from the city that goes into my electric water heater, it's a cold line. But, yeah, I get cold water to come out of my faucets and everything, but that cold water line up around through the water heater there, it's hot. The line when I touch it, and I'm just curious what's going on with that.
So you have an electric water heater, and that's going to be fed by a cold water line, and it's going to go through the water heater and come out as a hot water line.
That's correct.
Okay, and so what's the problem? So far it's normal.
The water line that goes into the water heater, the cold water?
Yes, yep.
That line is hot.
Well, some of the heat from the water heater can be working its way back up the pipe. So you may be feeling some conductive heat that comes from the hot water in the water heater itself could be making that pipe warm. But if you go farther down the line, you're going to feel that it's cold again. It goes in cold and comes out hot, but the fitting right around the top might feel like it's a bit warm, but that's only because of the conductive heat of the water in the water heater coming back up the metal pipe.
Okay, that alleviates my concerns, Pete.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or improvement question anytime, 24/7, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, did you know that over 350,000 house fires happen each year, with a big portion being caused by faulty fireplaces and wood-burning stoves? We're going to tell you what you need to know to keep safe when the Money Pit continues.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs: a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020, Bank of America Corporation.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit's long-running e-newsletter. It's free at moneypit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, did you know that the Money Pit is available by podcast? And it's been ranked one of the top home and garden podcasts of all time on Apple Podcast.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, whenever you listen to the Money Pit, you get chances to win cool stuff. And this show is no exception. We've got a great product here to give away from Hart Tools. It's the Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit, and it includes the Hart drill driver, the impact driver, a reciprocating saw, an LED light, two 20-volt batteries, a fast charger, and a 16-inch tool bag. And I love this Hart line of products because the 20-volt battery system works across all the Hart 20-volt tools. So you can use it in the tools, the outdoor products, the automotive products, and even the lifestyle products. And these tools are super well made. They're versatile. And this kit gives you everything you need to tackle your next DIY project.
Hart tools are available exclusively at Walmart, and they've got a complete line of tools and accessories so that you can tackle easily any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com. The Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit is worth $178, and it's going out to one lucky Money Pit listener totally drawn at random. So make that you. Give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974.
Margie in Maryland needs some help with a kitchen incident gone awry. What happened?
What happened is it's sort of like a barbecue gone bad inside my house. I had some deer meat in a big pot on the stove. It was had a cover on it, and it I stepped out for a while, and I came back, and there was smoke everywhere in my house. And we opened everything. We opened all the windows and doors and all of that. And what I need is to find out how to get rid of the smoke smell. It is just disgusting. It's terrible. And we've done what we can. I'm washing. My poor wash machine is going nuts. I just wash everything. And we've Febrezed on the furniture. And but my wood furniture, I don't know what to do about, and my walls and my painted woodwork, because the day that it happened, I washed up the floor with vinegar and water, but it seems like the longer it goes, that it's getting harder on the surfaces that it's touched, and I just need some help to figure out how to clean it up, especially on the wood furniture, the walls and the painted woodwork.
Well, on the furniture, on the woodwork, I think something like Murphy's oil soap would be a good choice. That's a mild solution that smells pleasant and is designed specifically to clean wood surfaces. However, I suspect that the source of most of the smell is going to be in because of materials that are harder to clean, like fabrics, rugs, couches, upholstery, pillows, you know, that sort of thing. And for those, you really need to have a professional company come in and clean them. I mean, there are companies like, I think ServiceMaster is one of them, that specialize in fire and smoke cleaning and water cleanup. And they have the right equipment with the right types of chemicals to take the odors out of those sorts of things. What you can do is clean those hard surfaces on your own. As far as the walls are concerned, I would mix up a fairly weak TSP solution, trisodium phosphate. You can pick that up in the painting section of any hardware store or home center, and wash the walls down with that. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so very, very much. I really appreciate it.
Well, the National Fire Protection Association reports that over 350,000 house fires happen every year, especially, of course, in winter, when a large number of those fires are caused by fireplaces and wood-burning stoves. So here are a couple of tips to keep in mind and keep you safe. First off, one of the leading causes of these heating fires is unclean chimneys. So these chimneys need to be cleaned and inspected at least once a year, or once for every cord of wood you burn.
Now, next, many residential heating-related fires are ignited because the fireplace or other heat source is too close to the items that can burn. So it's important to maintain a safe zone around your fireplace and keep things like clothing, upholstered furniture, bedding, all of that stuff that's quickly flammable at least 3 feet away from the fire. Also, you've got to be mindful of things like packages, bags, boxes. We all tend to just put things down where they fit sometimes, and if it's near a fireplace, we don't always connect that with a risk. You've also got to be careful to burn the right kind of wood. Hardwood that's seasoned is best. You got to make sure it's dry so it's not smoking and it's properly igniting. You also always want to use a screen around your fireplace to prevent embers from flying and then potentially igniting a fire, you know, somewhere else in the room. You got to be safe.
Now, if you're cleaning out your fireplace or your wood stove, you got to store those ashes responsibly. What do we mean by that? First off, make sure they're cool before you store them. And what do you store them in? A metal container. You don't put it in the trash container. You don't put it in the rubber containers. It's got to be a metal bucket, and keep it away
from the house. Don't leave it against the house, against the porch. I can't tell you how many times we've heard about fires that happened from ashes that were put in buckets and put outside near the house, and the next thing you know, the whole house is on fire. So make sure you do just that. You store the metal containers away from the house, and never, of course, leave your fire unattended. Keep a fire extinguisher close by, and always test smoke detectors to make sure they work.
You go in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm redoing my kitchen and bathroom, and I'm wondering what you would recommend for flooring it. I've got carpet in it now, and I sincerely dislike the carpet. And I want to put something else in it. Would you recommend a composite material or vinyl or linoleum or what?
Well, I can't think of two rooms that are worse for carpeting than kitchens and bathrooms.
I know. Tell me about it. I bought the house 7 years ago and it had that in it, so.
Yeah. Bad decor choice, but I think you can do a lot better. I think one thing that you might want to take a look at is laminate flooring, because laminate flooring can come in a wide range of designs. I mean, it can look like tile, it can look like stone, or it could look like wood, and it's really durable when it comes to moist damp places.
What about, will a stove and refrigerator leave dents in it?
I mean, I've had laminate flooring down in my kitchen for 10 years, and we pull the refrigerator out whenever it's necessary. I never worry about it.
Well, I appreciate the information. I thank you, and I'll look into it.
All right, Hugo, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, older homes may not have the benefit of modern wiring, so we're going to share some tips that are going to help one listener step up their electrical safety when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Yeah.
Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On air and online at moneypit.com.
Now, Barsky writes, I bought a house that was built in 1958, and I'd like to make sure the outside, kitchen, bath, and garage outlets have GFCIs. Do I need to add these individually, or can I add them just once at the main electrical panel?
That's a definite maybe, Mr. Barsky. Here's why. First of all, you're smart to add them, and for those that are unfamiliar, these are the outlets that have the test and reset button in it, and GFCI stands for ground fault circuit interrupter, and it basically detects any diversion of current to a ground source, which, if it's you, could be really bad. So it starts the outlet off so nobody gets hurt. Now, today, if you were remodeling or you were buying a new house, you would find that these are, in fact, on the outside outlets, the kitchen outlets, the bath outlets, and the garage outlets, and even the basement outlets are going to have these ground fault circuit interrupter outlets. They do not have to be on every single outlet if the outlets are wired in series. So this is really a question, Barsky, for the electrician you're going to hire to do this, because it depends on how they're set up. Yes, it can be for the entire circuit, if that makes sense. And here's why it may not. If you have a 1958 house, you may have one circuit for the entire kitchen, for example. Now, the kitchen has this big appliance called a refrigerator. When the refrigerator kicks on, it draws a lot of power. When you have a big appliance like that and it's on a ground fault outlet, guess what happens? It trips the outlet into thinking that it's a problem, and it turns off your refrigerator, and you get to come home to spoiled food. So that's why, yeah, it possibly could happen where you put it in the main panel and it kind of covers the entire circuit, but you really need to know what's on that circuit before you do that. There are ways to do it either way, individually, in a series, or in the main panel, but it's really a question for a qualified electrician.
All right, next up, David writes, and he's from North Carolina. So David writes, I purchased my home 2 years ago, and the home inspection came back fine. Now the walls are cracking and the nails are popping out of the drywall. What do I do?
You know, popped nails like that, drywall pops as we call them, are very troubling when you see them happen, because you imagine that the house is disassembling before your very eyes. But it's really normal to have that, and it's caused by the expansion and contraction of houses, which happens seasonally. And with those nails, every time it happens, it will push the nail out just a little bit at a time, and that lifts the spackle off the head of the nail that was put on when the building was originally built, and it looks like a bigger hole and a bigger mess than it really is. So not uncommon, does not indicate a serious structural problem with your house. And what you need to do is to pull out any of those areas of loose nails and remove them completely, and then replace it. I would use a drywall screw because they don't pop out. Or if you don't want to do that, you could put a new drywall nail in that same hole. But what you want to do is overlap the head so you're not driving it back through the exact same place as the old one. Then you can spackle, you can spot prime, and you can paint, and you'll be done. It's pretty much normal maintenance, and most of us will see more of that in the winter than we will any other time of the year when things start to really shrink.
I mean, you know, it's definitely just indicative of the house being the house and getting its normal age. It's not a huge problem. It can be a pain in the butt, you know, if you have to do a lot of them. And like Tom said, you pull out the other nail, or you can put a nail next to it where the heads overlap, or pull out the nail and drive a screw. Either way, you're doing some repair work, so pick out some nice new paint colors.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope that we've given you some valuable tips and ideas to help you tackle some projects around your Money Pit. Remember, you can reach out to us at moneypit.com anytime, as well as call the show 24/7. If we do receive your question, we promise to call you back the next time we're in the studio. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Americans are being encouraged to stay home for the Super Bowl this weekend.
The NFL's championship game is a massive social event every year, prompting countless parties and in-person gatherings. But CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says Americans should stay home for this year's Super Bowl.
Whichever team you're rooting for and whichever commercial is your favorite, please watch the Super Bowl safely, gathering only virtually or with the people you live with.
She says new COVID-19 cases are back to pre-Thanksgiving levels, but now is not the time to let our guard down. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Biden administration is ending agreements with three Central American nations that were part of an effort to restrict asylum under President Trump. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the new administration has notified El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The U.S. is formally withdrawing from the bilateral agreements that would require some people seeking asylum at the southwest border to go to one of the countries and pursue asylum claims there instead. New York Republican Claudia Tenney will be certified as the winner in the race to represent the 22nd Congressional District.
The decision by State Supreme Court Justice Scott DeLaconte ordering counties and the State Elections Board to certify her victory ends a three-month legal battle with another House flip for Republicans, whittling the Democrats' majority to 221 to 212. Tenney will unseat first-term Democrat Congressman Anthony Brindisi. The ruling Friday underscored the success Republicans had at the House level in the 2020 cycle. While observers had predicted the GOP to lose as many as 15 members, they ultimately flipped more than a dozen seats. Republicans rejoiced over the victory. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Wyoming Republican Party voted overwhelmingly today to censure Representative Liz Cheney for voting to impeach President Trump for his alleged role in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Academy Award-winning actor Christopher Plummer has died at the age of 91.
Plummer was best known for playing Captain Von Trapp in 1965's The Sound of Music. In 2012, he made history at 82, becoming the oldest Oscar-winning actor at the 84th Academy Award.
Where have you been all my life?
Plummer said after accepting the award,
I hope I can do it for another 10 years at least.
His manager says Christopher Plummer died at his home in Connecticut. I'm Ed Donahue.
Before he became the first black player inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Emlyn Tennell served in the Coast Guard during and after World War II. He was credited with saving lives of two shipmates. Now a Coast Guard cutter and an athletic building on the Coast Guard Academy campus are being named in honor of the former New York Giants defensive back. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Parkland school shooting survivor and gun control advocate David Hogg planning to launch his own pillow company with the goal of competing against embattled bedding company MyPillow.
The 20-year-old Hogg said in a tweet that he planned to put MyPillow out of business. The CEO and founder of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, is a vocal supporter of Donald Trump, and he and his vendors have repeatedly been attacked on social media. Hogg tweeted a list of goals for the future company, which included supporting progressive causes and hiring formerly incarcerated Americans. Patrick Foss reporting.
Aircraft manufacturer Boeing outsourcing a significant amount of information technology to Dell starting in April. The move expected to eliminate 600 jobs. Company says affected employees, most of whom not unionized, must either find different work within the company, apply to work for Dell, or be laid off. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.
Everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Heart Tools, available at Walmart and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on your home improvement projects. It is February now, so we have been celebrating Valentine's Day. We've got some presents, birthdays coming up. If you've got a project you'd like to take advantage of, maybe it's one for your sweetie that you're going to get done. Or maybe not. Maybe you're going to do it for yourself. Or do it for mom, or for dad, or for your sister, or your brother. We would love to help you get those projects done. What you need to do is just reach out with those questions. You can do that a couple of ways. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and we will call you back the next time we're in the studio, or you could post your question at moneypit.com or at facebook.com/themoneypit. Coming up on today's show, if there is one room that we'd all like to be bright and cheery, it's definitely the kitchen. So we're going to share some tips on lighting to keep that space looking bright, even when it's dark outside.
And also ahead, if you enjoy a glass or two of wine during these long, chilly winter days, we're going to share a few simple solutions for any Merlot mishaps that might happen along the way.
Could happen. And hey, if you've been chipping away at a lot of ice this winter, we're going to share a trick of the trade to help make it disappear, especially if it were to freeze a garage door shut.
But first, we're here to take your home improvement questions and to maybe even give you the tools to get that job done, because we have a Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit to give away.
Yep, it's worth $178. Hart tools are well-made, versatile, and available exclusively at Walmart. So give us a call right now. It's going out to one listener drawn at random. The number here, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your question at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Kathy in Indiana's on the line and is dealing with a bald spot on her roof when it's snowy out. And we've been getting a lot of snow this winter, so your house must look like it's in need of a toupee. What's going on, Kathy?
Hi. Yes, we just moved down here from Wisconsin down to Indiana. We bought this house, and we've been doing a lot of work on it. And when we got our first snow, I noticed on the back part there is a foot and a half inch diameter bald spot every time we got a snowfall. Okay. And we had a friend contractor come down. He went up in the attic, and he's like, there's nothing going on here. So the only thing we thought, well, maybe is going on is we have a heat pump, and we also have our dryer vent in that same area back there. And so now I had two different suggestions. He said to put a soffit venting on that whole area to get more air going up through there, and possibly maybe it's coming from the heat pump. But then I went to Home Depot, and I was talking to the guy there that seemed to know quite a bit, and he said that what he would do is take it and remove all the vented soffit in that area. And so if there is heat coming up, he said, but this shouldn't happen. And he said, this is what people do. They put their heat pumps outside, and he'd never heard of anything like this before. So we ended up doing that. So we don't know yet if that actually helped it or not, but
yeah, it's not hurting the roof, not having snow on that one spot. If you want to know why it's happening, it's because that spot is warmer than the other spots around it. Now, why is it warmer? Well, you mentioned there's a dryer exhaust duct near there. If the dryer exhaust duct is not completely sealed, if it's dumping warm air in there, that's going to heat up that spot over the roof, and then any snow that hits there is going to melt and roll down. If the insulation has some gap in it of some sort in there where more room air can get up and heat that area right above it, that could cause it as well. But I would not tell you to start messing with your venting and everything else just because you've got a foot and a half spot that doesn't, where snow doesn't stick. You know, it's curious, but it's not a major problem, and I wouldn't recommend major work for it.
Okay, so we don't have to be concerned that there's heat getting up there and it's going to cause mold and issues going on?
Well, I mean, I would determine if there's an obvious source of warmth that's getting into that spot. But, you know, actually adding heat to that area is not necessarily going to cause mold. You get more mold in the less heated spaces, frankly, because when you warm air, it uses more moisture, essentially. And that's why the warm air holds more moisture. So that's not really a concern. It's just kind of a curious thing. And, you know, if you've got a dryer vent that's right near there, I'd start with that, because that would make perfect sense. If the dryer vent is losing some of its air right in that space, that's not a good idea either, because you don't want to be dumping any lint into the attic. That could be dangerous, okay?
Okay, well, very good. Thank you.
All right, Kathy. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, we're heading over to Virginia now, where Greg is dealing with a hard water situation. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
I have a little farmhouse up in Virginia, and very hard water, and was looking at some of the options of how to address that, salt-based, salt-free, reverse osmosis, magnetic, et cetera, and it's all confusing what's real and what's reasonable from a price standpoint.
All right. So you're on well water, I presume, correct?
Correct.
And have you had the water tested for other contaminants?
When we first bought it, it's safe to drink. We haven't tested it in the last several years, but...
Okay. So the first thing I would do is I would have the water tested so that you know exactly what you're dealing with. Because if there's some contaminants in there, that's going to change the type of system that you put in. Now, if the water test reveals that your only problem is hard water, then I would try what you're calling the magnetic option. And there's a product called Easy Water, EASYwater.com, that I've had good success with. And what Easy Water does is essentially is installed at the pump, or actually where the water enters the building. And it charges the hard water particles and then gives them a charge so that they don't stick together and they pass through the plumbing system without causing all of the types of issues that are associated with hard water deposits, iron stains, and that sort of thing. And the reason I'd suggest Easy Water is because if you don't like it, they have a money-back guarantee. And they seem to be good people, and I think the science behind it is solid. There's a lot of folks out there that once they saw the success that Easy Water was having, copied or tried to copy the technology. But I think if you go to EASYwater.com, try that product, see what you think. I think you'll be good to go. But again, test first, because we want to make sure that there's no other contaminants.
Excellent. And it's not a permanent process, so the water downstream, this process reverses itself. But from the time it comes into your house till it's out.
Yeah, from the time it comes in to the time it leaves, that's when it's your responsibility, right?
I agree. Very good.
All right. Good luck with that project, Greg. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, you have a room in your house that's drab despite perhaps the bright colors on the wall? We're going to share some easy lighting updates that could be the key to step it up when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy three, four, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
The Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you enjoy the Money Pit program, we think you might also enjoy the Money Pit podcast. You can download fresh episodes every week at moneypit.com/podcast.
Pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd love to help you with whatever it is you're working on, but we also love to give away awesome prizes. And our new sponsor, Hart, is helping us out this hour. We've got up for grabs the Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo. Now, that includes the Hart drill driver,
an impact driver, a reciprocating saw, LED lights, two 20-volt, 1.5-amp-hour batteries, a fast charger, and a 16-inch tool bag. And what's so awesome about this tool set is that the 20-volt battery system is going to be interchangeable with all of the 20-volt HART products. So if you've got any of their 20-volt tools, outdoor, automotive, lifestyle, whatever it is, 20-volt, you can use that battery. And the tools are really well made. They're versatile. And this kit is going to offer everything that you need to tackle your next DIY project.
Now, HART tools are available exclusively at Walmart, where they offer a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. So do it with HART. Learn more at harttools.com. That HART tools combo kit's going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Oh, now we've got Catherine from Colorado on the line. Not something we like to deal with. Pest control. What is going on with the mice and the rats?
Well, the downstairs in the house, it's not finished. So somehow they're getting in downstairs, and I see little drop-ins, different places. So what I've been using so far is those green pellets of poison. But I've heard from a friend that there's new products out there, the ultrasonic plugins. I wanted to get information about that, if you would know.
Yeah, I would skip that. I think that's kind of junk science. So I would skip any of those ultrasonic plug-in things. What you want to do is a couple of things. First of all, you want to eliminate nesting areas. So around the area of your house, if you have firewood, trash cans, debris of any sort that's anywhere near the foundation, those are nesting areas for rodents. You eliminate those. Secondly, you plug up any openings in the outside walls of that house. Now, mice need something the size of about a quarter or even less to get in. So any openings should be plugged. Inside the house, you want to make sure that there's no food for them. So a lot of times people will make mistakes by providing food when they don't realize they're doing it. For example, I had a friend who used to keep her pet food in the garage, and it was a big, you know, sack, 50-pound, whatever it was, bag of pet food. Never really even noticed that the mice had dug themselves a nice little front door for this that wasn't obvious, and they were just getting a big meal every single day from the pet food. So look for things like that where food is being left out for them. Moisture is also very attractive to rodents, so water that collects at the foundation perimeter can bring them in. And inside the house, I think you're doing the right thing using the baits and the poisons, because they're very effective with most of the baits today. You know, for example, the decon, one hit of that, so to speak, it takes them out. I mean, it's just one and done. So I think all those things together is what's going to control and reduce the rodent population around this house. Okay, Catherine?
Well, for most of us, there are likely areas of our home that feel kind of dark or drab. Now, better lighting is the solution. Not only is it going to make your home look bigger, but it's also going to be much safer. First of all, in living and reading areas, you're obviously going to need plenty of floor lamps and table lamps. But here's a common mistake that tends to lead to injury. You want to make sure that those lamps are pointing toward the activity and not towards you.
Now, one area where direct lighting is super important is the kitchen. If you've got one main overhead light source, which so many older homes have, you want to consider adding some additional fixtures above the work surfaces. So there's really three types of light to think about when you're in a kitchen. The area light, which is probably what you have now. Then there's task lights, which are really helpful if you do this by adding them right above where the work area is. And then accent lighting, which could be, say, above the edge of the cabinets.
Now, if you've got a room that's tough to fill with natural light, like maybe there's only one window, an easy fix is to place mirrors in strategic places, and that's going to bounce the light around the room and make the room feel brighter, bigger, lighter, happier. It's an excellent trick, so use it.
And if anyone in your family has vision issues, you can take advantage of high contrast colors. So think about adding, for example, a dark switch plate on a light wall, and then choose bright colors for furniture and accessories. So some simple fix-ups can make the place a lot brighter, easier to use, and much more cheery.
Tracy in Missouri is on the line with an HVAC question. How can we help you today?
Well, what really the deal is I had a new unit put in a few years back, and when they put it in, mine was built in 1964, and they had what they called spider duct work back then, and it's just the old metal 5-inch duct work. And they put a new plenum in and extended off that into some other areas in the house. for some bigger ductwork. But they said that that existing ductwork would be fine. When they went in and checked it, they said it was cooling the room fine because it was in the summer when they did the work. They said there's a degree or two difference, but they said that's kind of normal because the way it is. But the problem I got is in the wintertime, my daughter's room is the coldest room in the house, and in the summer, it's the hottest. They've been out there and checked. Everything's supposedly connected. And they say that they've dampened it down a little bit so it would push air a little more that way, and it's still not getting in there. So my question to you is, would it be wiser to just go and get 8 or 10-inch one single duct going into that room and just have one duct, or extend those two, make those both of the two existing ones a little bigger with maybe a 8-inch or something like that? Cost is an issue, but, you know, I want to make sure that it heats or cools efficiently for my daughter.
Is this, does this house have a central return duct, or is the return duct also in the same room?
It has a central return duct.
Well, I mean, obviously they got it wrong. It's difficult when you try to use a duct system that was designed for a 1960s house, and I know exactly what you mean when you say spider duct. I mean, basically you had one big plenum that came off the heating plant, and then a bunch of ducts that were like home runs. Every duct went to a separate place in the house, as opposed to having a large duct go down the center of the house, and then other ducts come off of that. So clearly it seems like they got it wrong when they relaid out the duct system. When these guys have come and said everything's fine, obviously it's not fine because they got it wrong. You know, there are calculations. It's called a heat loss analysis that you actually do if you know what you're doing and you're in the heating and cooling business, where you know what compass direction the exterior walls are, you measure how much glass is in the room, and you take all these other factors into account, and then you design your system so you're delivering enough BTUs, be it heating or cooling, to that room to be comfortable in the extremes of the summer and the extremes of the winter. So what you're suggesting now is, can you just make a few changes and see if that makes a difference? And my answer is, I don't know, because I've not done that heat loss. You've not done that heat loss. And if I would you, I would get back with the HVAC contractor that put it in wrong to begin with in the first place and get them to do that heat loss so that we get the right size ducts going where they should be. Now, if they're not going to do that, then, you know, your options would be to hire somebody else that really knows what they're doing to try to get that adjusted. But, I mean, generally speaking, airflow is critical, so you want to make sure you have enough airflow. And in terms of the return, improving the return situation can help. And in a bedroom, often that means putting in a vent that goes through the wall, say, into the hall. It doesn't really supply anything. It's just kind of a pass-through where more air from the room can get drawn back to the return, because the more that goes back to the return, the more supply kind of makes that up in terms on the supply side. And that can make the room more comfortable. But I hate kind of guessing at this when I know that there's a reasonably accurate and scientific way to do that that these guys have not done.
All right. Thank you very much, Colin. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome, Tracy. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Sharani in Colorado's on the line, has a question about mold. What can we do for you today?
Pipes have broken inside the walls, and we fixed the pipes and everything. Now we got this problem with the mildew and the mold. So we want to know what's the best way to treat it.
Yeah, you know, first of all, when that happened, did you file a claim with your homeowner's insurance company?
No, we just got the house. We got it as is, so we're fixing it before we move in.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, well, is it a lot of mold or is it a little bit of mold?
A lot. We're ripping out drywall, and as we rip it out, we're finding more.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, this is generally not a do-it-yourself project, because when you have a lot of mold, you can contaminate parts of the house with this. I really think this is the kind of thing that you want to stop and get some professional help with, Sharani, because if you release all those mold spores into the air, you potentially could be causing a bigger problem. I mean, generally, when you have that much mold, you say a lot of mold, you have to be careful about how you take that apart. What you generally do is you depressurize the house, you put fans in the house so that it pulls the air out as you're breaking out the drywall and so on, and flushes all of those mold spores to the outside, and then all of the framing gets sprayed down so that you kill anything that's left behind. You get it good and dry, and then you re-insulate and re-drywall. But it's a pretty big job, and when you have a lot of mold like that, you can be exposing yourself to that mold, and that could make you sick. So I would say to proceed very cautiously when you're trying to rebuild a house that's got heavy mold damage. It's not an easy problem to resolve.
Oh, okay.
So good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call so we can help you out with whatever it is you're working on. We're standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, if you've ever spilled red wine on a white carpet, you're going to appreciate an easy solution that will make that stain disappear. Coming up next. 888-MONEYPIT.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we here at the Money Pit love to give you tips and tricks of the trade to help everything at your home feel better, bigger, more organized, all the good stuff. So if you find that you need some more storage in your bathroom, maybe for towels or toiletries or really anything else, you might have some hidden storage areas available if you know where to look. For example, that wall space above a toilet really is large enough for a full 12 by 30 inch storage cabinet.
Yep, and a decorative brass wire shelf mounted high on the bathroom wall is also a good place to roll and store your big and bulky bath towels. In fact, in my house, I made what would have looked like a brass wire shelf if I could have found one wide enough. I made it out of PVC pipe. Using the 3/4 inch PVC pipe, I've shaped it to be just like one of those brass wire shelves, brackets and all, painted it.
Well, if you've ever suffered a spill, getting that spill cleaned up quickly is the best way to make sure it doesn't set. And this is especially true of red wine stains. Now, these are going to oxidize the longer that they sit. So here's a couple of ways that you can help make that stain disappear. If it's on clothing, like washable clothing, you want to flush immediately under cold water, then rub with a dab of dish soap or laundry detergent, then flush it again with cold water until that stain is gone. If it's a dry clean only item, you want to blot it as best as you can with paper towels or a white dishcloth, and then as quickly as possible, get that item to the dry cleaner. Even if it's the next day, get it there ASAP. Now, if it happens to be on carpet or upholstery, if the carpet here is the issue, you want to soak up whatever you can with a super quick blot of a cloth. Then grab table salt in a pour spout container and mound it on top of the stain. Now, that salt is going to pull the wine up and out of those carpet fibers. And you're also going to be able to tell when that salt is no longer absorbing wine, at which point you can use a vacuum or a dustpan and broom, however, to sweep all of that salt up. If that spill happens to be on your sofa, do your best blotting with paper towels or a white cloth, skip the salt, and then go ahead and use a fabric cleaner, anyone you've got at home.
Yeah, and by the way, whatever you do not rub, you might be tempted to sort of furiously scrub at the stain, but that's basically the worst thing you can do because it pushes the stains further into the fibers, which is not ideal. So considering that your goal is to extract the stain, you've got to do less, and less will be more.
How do you know it's winter? Well, Ken in Wisconsin is dealing with ice and snow in the gutters. Ken, sorry you are dealing with this weather. How can we help you today?
Well, what I've got is I got a ranch-style home. I put an addition on, and since I put the addition on now, when I get snow, we had the snow, I got about 8 inches on the roof, but now I got a ice buildup in the gutters, and it's now backed up a little bit, and I got icicles probably 4 or 5 foot long, and I'm afraid it's going to back up into the house. How do I stop that, or is there a way to get it melted and get rid of it?
Okay, so this is an addition, and it's only happening on the addition, and it's not happening on the main house?
No, it's happening on the main house and the addition.
Both, okay. So this is what is known as ice damming. And the reason ice dams happen is because warm air gets up into your attic space around sort of the middle of your house because you don't have enough insulation. And then it heats the roof right above the heated space of the house. And that lets the snow melt. And then the snow washes down the roof edge until it gets to that line of about right above the exterior wall. That's when it starts to get a lot colder and starts to form ice. And then more snow melts, more ice forms. More snow melts, more ice forms. So that's what's happening. That's the reason this is happening. How can we stop this? Well, a few things. First of all, it's a good idea to take a look at your level of insulation. And in your part of the country, you really should have 15 to 20 inches of insulation, if not a bit more. Adding insulation will stop the ice dams from forming because you won't have as much water running down your roof all at once and freezing at the roof edge. The second thing that you can do is take a look at the ventilation. If you have good ventilation that goes in the soffit up under the roof sheathing and out, like, for example, at a ridge vent, again, that ventilation stops the difference in temperature across that particular area. Remember, we're holding the heat at the ceiling of the house above the insulation. In a perfect world, we want that to actually be the same temperature as the outside, because if it is, you're not going to have this disproportional melting of snow up higher on the roof and that water running down and freezing at the roof edge.
I'm guessing nothing was a problem until I put the addition on. I wonder if they didn't put enough insulation in the addition, and that's where I'm having an issue.
It may very well. And that's why I was trying to figure out if it happens all the way around or just the addition, because I was kind of thinking the same thing myself. Now, the other thing that you can do is, and of course you can't do it now when your roof is full of ice, but there are heating coils that are designed to go at a roof edge. But it's not the solution. It's a temporary solution, if anything. And of course, it's expensive to run and it's expensive to buy and install. But sometimes in commercial buildings or restaurants, hotels, where they want to be sure that none of the ice is going to fall and hurt somebody, you'll see these electric coils right above those areas for this purpose, to kind of melt the ice and turn it back to water and be done with it. So that's an opportunity for you. But again, I would rather see you put the insulation in, because besides stopping the ice from forming, you're going to lower your heating costs, which are going to be astronomical if you don't have enough insulation. So take a look at the insulation. Take a look at the ventilation. I think your solution lies right there.
I will do that. I appreciate the advice.
Good luck, Ken. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, one of the joys of winter is getting stuck in your garage thanks to the garage door being frozen to the ground. It happens. We're going to tell you how to get out in one piece after this.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs: a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call anytime at 888 Money Pit. But stop by the Money Pit podcast, you guys. The podcast is awesome, and it's been ranked one of the top home and garden podcasts of all time on Apple Podcasts.
Well, whatever project you're tackling on this beautiful day, you might need some tools to get it done. And if that's the case, we're going to hook you up because we've got a Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit to give away. Hart tools are available exclusively at Walmart. And this kit includes the Hart drill driver, which is fantastic, the impact driver, the reciprocating saw, an LED light, two 20-volt batteries, a charger, and a 16-inch tool bag. And I got to tell you, I love the system because not only are these tools beautiful and well-designed, that 20-volt battery, it allows you to interchange the battery on all 20-volt Hart products. So it works with the tools, outdoor, automotive, and the lifestyle products.
Yeah, these tools are really well-made, guys, and this kit is going to help you tackle your next DIY project. So hopefully that lucky winner is you. Hart tools are available exclusively at Walmart, and they're offering a complete line of tools and accessories so that you can tackle any project easily. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com.
The Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo is worth $178, going on to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Post your questions at moneypit.com, at facebook.com/themoneypit, or call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Nadine in Iowa has an interesting question. Your countertop has gotten noisy. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, it does. We had it installed, I would say, between 3 and 5 years ago. And right after we had this Corian counter installed, we started getting very sharp, loud bangs occasionally. And I mean like somebody just shot at the house bangs. And it has been going on since we had it installed to varying degrees. Louder sometimes than others, but they've been out to check and can't figure it out. And, you know, the only unusual thing that happened when they put it in was that one corner didn't want to go down, so the guy had to put his full weight on it to push it down and finally make it go down. And my feeling is something must be bound in there that every once in a while builds up enough energy to really snap.
Well, that's certainly an unusual situation because countertops aren't known for their noise. You know,
okay.
We get squeaky floor questions. We get banging pipe questions. I don't think we've ever gotten a loud countertop question.
Well, I doubt that it's the countertop. My feeling is something might be bound in there, you know, having been caused by having the countertop put on.
Well, you might be correct. And what could be happening is that you could have expansion and contraction going on either with the walls or even with the plumbing. You know, especially with the water being right there, when a pipe heats up, it tends to expand. And if it's attached to the framing very, very tightly, it will rub across that framing, and it could make a creaking sound or a banging sound.
Okay.
And I've heard that before in bathrooms and also in kitchens.
Okay.
The other thought is that if the countertop is bound, as you say, against part of the frame of the house and you're getting expansion and contraction, that could be the source of the sound. Although I tend to think that even though it's annoying, it probably isn't really very damaging if it's one or the other of those things.
No, I don't think it's damaging at all. It's just that when you have guests and their eyes get wide and they start to go for the floor, you think maybe, I mean, it is quite loud when it does it. So you think it could possibly be plumbing?
It could very well be because, you know, plumbing really carries the sound. And especially if you're running a dishwasher and the hot water comes on, that could cause a noise.
However, we've kind of checked that out, you know, what's on, what's running, all of that, and that doesn't seem to come into play. What would your suggestion be as to sleuthing this problem out?
Well, I guess I would have to be sitting there staring at it, thinking about it for a long time, but reinstalling the countertop would probably be the best solution, although it's a boatload of work and you could potentially damage the countertop in the process. If they had to really squeeze it in, I suspect that something is a little bit too tight in its intention and it's really not designed to be pulled out.
All right. Thanks so much.
Well, if you've been chipping away at a lot of ice this winter, you may know that ice can also freeze your garage door shut. Now, if you find yourself frozen in, first, try disconnecting the automatic garage opener and try to open it manually. If that doesn't work, don't force it or you could damage the door. Next, you want to spray a lock de-icer along the bottom of the door. And if you don't happen to have one, you can use WD-40 because de-icing is just another one of its many uses.
Now, you can also pour lukewarm water along the base of that door and then slide a putty knife along the bottom to break away any remaining ice between the door. The door will open and off you go to wherever your heart desires.
Now we're heading over to North Carolina, where Chris has a question on flooring. What can we help you with today?
I had a leaking toilet that rotted my wood subfloor. I ripped it all up, and I put the new pieces of wood back down. But my cuts weren't exactly perfect, and there's some spacing in between, like maybe like 3/16.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. It's just in some sections. And I'm going to put down the quarter-inch cement board to put tile down here. And I just wanted to know, what type of mortar do I use to put the cement board down onto this wood subfloor? And then once the cement board is down and it's screwed in, do I have to put some type of mesh tape to put the boards together and then mortar the tape?
No. So first of all, if you're going to put down Duroc, which is sort of that cement board that you're describing it, generally that's screwed down. So you would screw that down to the floor. And then on top of that, you would apply the adhesive for the tile, and you would glue the tile right to the board.
Okay.
Having those gaps in the plywood repair is no big deal because that's all going to be covered over. Just make sure that when you put the cement board down that you don't align the seams of the board with any of the old seams of the plywood below it.
Right.
Everything should overlap.
Do I still have to put the mesh tape, though, for the boards? The cement boards or no?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you can go right on top of that. As long as you have good adhesion of those boards down, they're secured well in place, they shouldn't move.
Okay, great.
Chris, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call with your home repair or home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, spring may still be weeks away, but don't let these dreary days of winter drag you down. We're going to tell you how you can add spring cheer to spruce up while we wait for the warm weather to arrive after this.
You live in a bunny pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com, where you'll also find the Money Pit podcast.
Post your questions online. Don't forget, you can always do that there. Robert in Rhode Island did so, and he writes, we need to replace our water pressure regulator, and we were surprised when a plumber gave us a quote of $750. Is this something special that we can replace on our own?
That's a really expensive price, especially when you consider the new regulators, I think maybe like, I don't know, $30. And it also has threaded fittings, so in most cases, you don't have to solder it in place. If you can find one that's the same size and the same shape as the old one, and it doesn't have to be soldered, it might be pretty easy. Just make sure it's on the house side of the main water valve. Remember that once you remove it, all the water that's in the pipes in the house is going to drain out, which is more than you could fit in a bucket. So unless there happens to be also a second main water valve, which sometimes there is, but it's not a hard job to do. And if you can't do it yourself, I would shop for another plumber on homeadvisor.com because that's pretty high. I think that's somewhat of a ridiculous price. I can't help but feel like sometimes, Leslie, these contractors just price you and not the project.
I mean, that's very true. They're like, you look like maybe you could pay on the higher end of things, or, oh, a vacation home. This is extra.
I have three prices I can give on this project. You know, one is the right price, the fair price. The other one is your price. And the third one is I don't care price.
Yeah, sometimes prices are also judged on, like, how much they want to do the project.
That's true. If they're going to do it, they want to get paid a lot of money for it. But if that doesn't fit with your economic plan, get another quote. Well, spring may still be weeks away, but don't let these dreary days in winter drag you down. A few dollar-wise home improvement projects can help spruce up your home and your spirits. Leslie's got some tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, it might sound obvious, but the first thing that you can do is just turn on some lights. This really is a good time to add a light or some sconces or a new lamp, anything that's going to increase the brightness, anything. Even if you're just changing out the bulbs and the fixtures you've already got, this will be wonderful and completely life-changing because the room's going to feel brighter, happier, bigger, cleaner. Change out those lights, guys. Add some more light. Now, you can also plant an indoor garden, you know, maybe some colorful flowers or something edible. This is going to remind you of springtime, and then you can transfer it outdoors when spring finally does arrive. Now, another option is to spruce up your front door. I mean, this door is greeting you when you come home. So if you're out there in the winter dreariness, if you come home to a brighter front door, it's really going to make you feel a lot happier. So paint it a new color, polish the hardware. You can get an inexpensive doormat, boost the lighting outside on the front porch. All of that stuff is really nice and exciting, and it's going to make you feel a lot happier when you're coming home to your house. Some other things that you can do in the winter is change out some of the accessories at home. Just make them a happier shade of whatever color you love, or something that you swap out for the winter season, or a color that reminds you of springtime. It could be throw pillows. It could be a little blanket. It could be some small accessories that you're adding into the decor items in the house. I kind of rotate through sort of an inventory of things I keep in a basement closet. Different colors for different times of years, different types of seasonal things, and it really does boost the spirit when you're kind of just freshening things up around the house.
You know, just a few fix-ups now, it's going to make you feel cozier as you hibernate in your home through the rest of the winter, and then you'll be sort of recharged and ready to welcome spring.
I feel more cheery already. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about high-efficiency washers and dryers. They're on the rise, but are these more efficient and more expensive washers and dryers a smart buy? We'll help sort it out on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.